Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I haven't really updated any episodes in a little bit because honestly, I just have not been doing my best mentally. And then I'm sitting this morning just journaling and I'm thinking to myself, when I started this podcast, I didn't start it because I wanted to always be at my best. And I wasn't at my best when I started it either. I started to remember that I created this so that others didn't feel alone, so that they felt like, hey, I'm not the only one going through this. So I felt like, okay, I can sit down and I can talk about the things that are on my mind, and perhaps it can help someone else and help me too along the way. Because I feel like talking about my feelings and like letting other people know, like, hey, this is what I'm going through and you can get through it too, for some reason that gives me a sense of strength, and I'm like, okay, I can do this too. But I just wanted to let you know and let myself know that it's time to dance, it's time to get up, and it's time to ground yourself. It's time for us to start loving life again, to start living again, to start seeing the beauty in everything. And I remember when I used to go to therapy, my therapist, I used to ask her, I'm like, I don't really see the reason to live. I can't see it. And I'm always like down and I just don't understand. And she told me, just find one thing in your day that is like beautiful. It could be a flower. It could be a tree. And she's like, just take a picture of it and just keep it in your camera roll. And I've always like remember that ever since then. I would every morning, if I was having a hard time, I would just be grateful for something random. Like I would see a bird, like I'm grateful for that bird, a butterfly, a tree that was maybe like a red color. And I remember one day, I think this was during the fall, so like it was fall and the trees were so pretty. So a lot of times I found myself like being grateful for all of those beautiful, colorful trees. And honestly, it helped. It helped because little by little, I was being grateful for all of the things that were around me. And I was forgetting about like the things that didn't really exist. Like almost like your mind creates all of these stories that aren't real. It creates all of these stories to corrupt you. And I woke up this morning and I'm like, it's enough. That's enough. Like I cannot continue to sit here and let my mind just roam the world and just continue to control me. Like we control our emotions. Our emotions do not control us. And like it feels like a lot of times they do have all the power, but they really don't. You have the power. I have the power. We have the power to be like, enough is enough. And this morning I woke up and I'm like, enough is enough. You can't keep just dwelling in the past and continue to be sad over the past. Is it sad? Yes. Did it happen? Yes. Can you come forward and let it go? Absolutely. Can you get up again and feel light again? Absolutely. Can you love again? Absolutely. Can you laugh again? Absolutely. Can you feel happy again? Absolutely. But you just have to make the choice. I have to make the choice. You have to make the choice. We both have to make the choice together. Because if we just sit around and we wait for time to do its thing, not that time wouldn't do its thing, but we have to work with time in order for time to do its thing. And that's where I'm at right now. I woke up this morning and I'm like, put your big girl pants on and get it together. Because we cannot sit here and dwell on the past when the past is not going to change. And we can't dwell on the future because the future is so far away. Or it's tomorrow or in 5 hours. But either way, we don't know the future. We have to live in the present. We have to understand the present. We have to live with the present in order to have the future, in order to forget the past. And it's not that you're going to forget the past in a way like, yeah, I'm going to erase it from my memory. Because the past teaches you things in order to live in the present and take it to the future. But when we live in the past for too long, we stay there and we're stuck there and we're not well. We start to become sick. Like, I've literally lately, I just felt like my head has been hurting, my stomach has been hurting, and emotionally, I'm just so drained. I feel tired all the time. Like, no, girl, get up. Get up. It's time to get up. And if you feel like you've been going through a hard time and you can't snap out of it, today's the day. Come on, let's snap out of this. Start to journal. Pick up a pencil, pick up a notebook, a piece of paper, whatever. Journal. Drop down your thoughts, what you're thinking. Whatever comes to your mind, just write it down. Now play a song. Play a song that makes you happy and start to move your body. Just dance. Dance it out. And then after that, make sure you drink some water. Make sure you feed your stomach. And if you have the ability, if you have the time, go outside. Even if it's for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, just look around. It's alive. It's alive out there. The trees are moving. They're dancing. The birds are chirping. They're singing. So everything's alive out there. So don't sit in your room and dwell over the past. Because the past is already written. It already happened. And your future is also written, and it's beautiful. And there's amazing things in that future, in that box, in that realm. But right now, we're in the present, and we have to heal. In order to get to our future, in order to get to the things that we deserve as humans, we need to feel what's in the present. Will it hurt? Absolutely, yes. But we have to feel it. But it doesn't mean because it hurts. It doesn't mean that we can't dance within the hurt. It doesn't mean that we can't laugh within the hurt or love within the hurt. We can do all those things while we heal, because those are the things that will heal us. So I'm just saying, if you're going through a hard time like I am at this moment in my life, we're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. And honestly, if you have to get off social media, do it. Do it because you know yourself best. And it's not to prove a point, or it's not to be like, yeah, I'm doing terrible. Absolutely not. Sometimes you just need a break. And honestly, I do that every year. I feel like I do that here and there. I go through a detox of social media. And right now I'm like, okay, I really just can't be on it. So I'm going to get off of it. The only one that I have is TikTok right now. But it's because I'm not really involved in TikTok that much. And if I do, I just go on it. But I might delete it soon too, because I feel like I go on TikTok and it just gives me a bunch of sad stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is not what I need in my life. Or if you have self-control, you can just, you don't have to delete it. But maybe not go on it as much. Maybe like here and there. But like Instagram, Snapchat, all of those things. If you feel like, you know, I can't do this right now, don't. No one's holding you hostage. You don't need to do anything you don't want to do. All you need to do right now in your life is focus on yourself. Focus on yourself, because that's where you're going to grow. That's where you're going to heal. That's where we're going to heal. Because that's, I'm speaking to myself as well. This is something I need to do in my life right now. And yeah. Starting today, I'm done feeling sorry for myself. I'm done dwelling over the past. And I know that the past hurts, but hey, I'm going to learn from it. And I'm going to heal from it. And I'm going to become an amazing person and more of a beautiful woman inside and out. And everything's going to work for me. So you men out there, or women out there who are having a hard time right now, you're going to become the best version of yourself very soon. Just be patient. Be kind to yourself. And live your life. Live your life to the fullest. And don't be afraid to say no. You deserve rest. You deserve your own time. And you deserve to be yourself. Be a good person. Be yourself. And it's okay to say no. We all have boundaries. And the first person that needs to respect those boundaries is yourself. And once you respect your own boundaries, everyone else around you will too. And if they don't, then they don't deserve to be in your life. But just remember, we deserve love. We deserve to be happy. We deserve to live. So don't give up. Not yet. It is not your time. It is not my time. When our time comes, our time comes. But for right now, we were made to live this moment. We were made to be here today. So let's just be. Let's just live. We got this. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you on my next podcast.